starting a new series called Extending Love. Extending Love. And, you know, that's just not being nice, okay? Well, I think I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nicer. You know? I'm just going to be kinder, you know what I mean? Gentler. No, it's in the spirit. See, we're talking about in the spirit. We're talking about extending love, the Holy Spirit of love. That's what we're talking about, extending love in the spirit. And that's so important in this hour to know love. In 1 John, which is the beloved, John the beloved. He knows some stuff about love, doesn't he? Oh my goodness. I mean, he was Jesus' favorite. You know, you see that picture of him resting his head on Jesus' breast. You know, they were close, intimate, encounter. We talked about an encounter last month, didn't we? But we're kicking off extending love, you know. And it says in 1 John there, it says, beloved. Beloved. Man, we could just stop there and soak in that for a while. How many are doing your meditation? Your daily meditation. It's so wonderful. Today is goodness and mercy. Just sit down, meditate on his goodness and mercy. Everything explodes from there. You know? But this word beloved, it's an adjective. This word beloved is an adjective and it describes you. Beloved. Beloved. You know, it's the same word that the Father used when Jesus comes out of the water after baptism. He says, "This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved one, my favorite, my highly esteemed, the one worthy of love." That's what he's talking about when he's talking about you. When he's talking about you, my favorite. Just close your eyes and receive that. My favorite, my beloved, beloved, highly esteemed, highly favored. Oh my goodness. You need at least 7 minutes a day in that. Be loved. You know, some people have a hard time being loved. Be loved. Other people won't let them be loved. You know, some people, they just have a hard time being loved. And then somebody comes along and won't let them be loved because they add all kinds of, well, he will love you if you do this. He will love you if you do that. He will love you more if you put all this stuff. You will be more loved. You can't be more loved. You are the beloved. You are the beloved of God. In order to extend love, you have to know that you are loved. You'll never do it. You'll just be nice. And you know how long that goes. But I mean, just don't worry about it. I mean, Diane and I, we went out and did all kinds of stuff before we knew we were beloved. We did it. We just did it by faith. We went on mission trip together. We went in the streets together, you know. And we really extended what we had. But it's more effective if you know, and this is the hour we're in, you know, the hour when he's releasing a greater revelation of his love than ever before. Because where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Sin will never overtake grace. Amen. 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 And that's not CNN, okay? It's talking. I mean, we're talking about the gospel, the good news, that love is overtaking. Love wins. Love wins, folks, okay? Amen. Greater love than this. And in the end, you know, now abideth faith, hope, and love. But love never fails. Love never fails. And knowing that you are the beloved will have an effect on your wife. Knowing that you are highly favored, knowing that you are highly esteemed, yes. Knowing that God, you are God's favorite, will overflow onto those all around you. It's an overflow. It's an outpouring. Beloved,
Beloved. Oh, man, you can hardly get off it. Beloved, be loved, just be loved. Find yourself a place early in the morning and just be loved. You know, like I said, smile at God. Come on, do it for me. It's a wonderful practice, and know that he's smiling back at you. If you can do it in the sun, it's even better. Oh, I mean, it's even a child could do it. They should have a, in class, they should, okay, it's time to smile at God time. You know what I mean? Everybody sit in your seats and smile at God for, you know he's smiling back at you. You know, wouldn't that be a great activity? Oh my gosh. Wow. That's wonderful. Where are we? Beloved. Beloved. If God so loved us, now that loved is agape and it's a verb. If God so loved, it's an action verb. It's an ongoing action verb. If God continuously, because we're his favorite and highly esteemed, loved us, we have to know that. We have to know his love. And we hammer and hammer. You know, you're never going to hear anything else out of me. I'm, you know, this age and I know what my message is. I know what it is. It's love. It's grace. It's mercy. I mean, that's it. You know, I know other people have other messages and that's great. You know, that's wonderful. But I know that I know that I know who I'm supposed to be married to, where I'm supposed to live. You know what I mean? And that my message is love. You know, and that I'm a believer. You know, I mean, you know, they said in these days, the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because all this interference starts coming in. All this hindrance starts coming in. The cares of this life. And love, cold love is no good, folks. I'm telling you. I'll love you in the Lord, sister. You know, but did you hear? I mean, that's cold love. See, we need a white hot love. You know, we need to love like God loves us. Highly favored, highly esteemed, beloved. If God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And you're not going to love everybody until you know this, folks. I know that. You're not going to know everybody the way you're supposed to love them. God revealed some areas that I wasn't loving people in my community, even this week. You know? And it has all kinds of different ramifications of difference, how different they are, or what they believe, or what I, you know, all this other kind of stuff. And he said, I put you there to be loved. Be loved. And love one another. And we want to be a church that extends love. When people come in there here, we want to extend love. When we go out, we want to extend love. Not just be nice. Not just be nice. So it says, no one has seen God at any time. Whew. But we make up ideas in our mind of what God looks like, okay? We do. We have this idea, this concept, and it's sort of misconstrued out of Old Testament mentality and you know, all kinds of things. You know, God's this old man, you know, with a beard. right there, what a misconception. You know, God is a spirit. I mean, I can't even get a hold of that. You know, I can only encounter that in the spirit. I can't, when I start moving into the flesh and seeing God, you know, as an old man full of judgment and anger and mercy and judgment and all that and condemnation, then I'm already hindering my understanding of God. Hindering our, no one has seen God at any time. But if we love one another, that's where the revelation comes. See, the revelation comes out of the action of loving. That revelation comes out of the action of loving. The verb to love. It comes out agape love without, you know, what's agape, you know? Unconditional love. Haven't you heard that before? Love without conditions. Wow. Still trying to get there. Still trying to get there. Oh my goodness. It says, if we love one another, God abides in us. Whew. That grumpy old man you mean with the beard? No, the spirit of love. God is the spirit of love. He abides in us. You know, he abides in us. And his love has been perfected in us. Perfected, it means the fulfillment of the intended purpose. It's already done. His love is perfected in you. He's demonstrated his love towards us while we are yet sinners. It's a done deal. It's done. It's there. Tap into it. Stop living in the flesh, soulish realm, judging, condemnation. Oh my goodness, it's right there. It's right there for us to tap into. And so we can extend it. It's there. It's already been placed in us. It's been perfected. He uses that word, we'll see it later. He uses it, perfect. Perfect love has been extended towards us to fulfill our God-given purpose. What is our purpose? To love. That's our purpose on earth, is to love. To extend love, to be that loving encounter that people see God. See, you might be the only God anybody ever sees. You know? I mean, you show up wherever you go, you know, like Jeff goes on a mission field, they might be the only God that they, you know, ever see. People ever see. Get a revelation of God through the love in Jeff's heart, you know. I mean, and he's being more nice, you know, than we heard. He's getting on a boat, you know what I mean, in the middle of the river and heading out. Why? Love. Love is propelling him. Love. Love is driving him. Love is everything. It's just love. Love, love, love. Greater love. There's a greater love. It says, by this we know that we abide in him and he is in us. How do we know? How do we know God's in us? How do we know we're full of the Spirit? By speaking in tongues? I love that. I love that. I've been speaking in tongues, like I said, so many years. Wonderful. It's still my favorite form of communication and prayer to God, you know, speaking in tongues. And it says, no. It says, if we do that without love, we're a clanging cymbal. That's right. You know, a gong, you know what I mean? A gong show. I'm dating myself. Somebody laughed. Somebody laughed. They knew what I'm talking about. I mean, how do we know that God is in us? Because we have this incredible love. This incredible. You know when it happens for me? In worship. Oh my gosh, that's when it happens for me. I'm telling you, I have to keep myself from going to people and just putting my arms around them and giving them the love, just extending the love of God. Why? Because really I'm trying to respect their worship experience. But this love begins to flow in worship. This love, I mean, it's a divine flow, what I call the divine dance. It's a divine dance of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit flowing out. Ho! Out! Whew. He poured out his life unto death, and he's still pouring it out. Yeah. Woo! It's a divine dance. Get in the dance. You know, get into the dance. And music does it for me. You know that la 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 la, that all that, oh, that holy, 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 the love. Doesn't it just begin to flow? It just begins to flow. Oh, my goodness. And I just want to, you know, wrap my arms around people and just extend that love in a greater way. Oh, my goodness. See, but it should be like that on the street, mm-hmm. at the job, at the house, you know. Whew. Oh, my goodness. He has given us his Spirit of love. He has given us his Spirit of love. Oh, it's incredible. Oh. Whew. Let's go over there to chapter. I got this morning, so we don't have it up there. It's 1 John 4, 1. Beloved. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. He's serious about this, isn't he? Beloved, again, the beloved of God. Beloved, beloved. When you make a mistake, okay? When you go off on your wife, not that you ever do. No. Just remember, you're still beloved.
And your wife.
Yeah, you're still beloved. Remind him, he's still beloved.
Yeah.
Because that's when we lose it, you know? I mean, it comes on you real fast, you know? Before you know it, you go, where'd that come from? I thought I was gone. I thought I was dead, you know what I mean? I'm in the flesh. I'm in the soulish realm, all just like that, you know? You're still the beloved of God. You're still beloved. Get back to that place right away. You'll ask forgiveness quicker. You'll ask, isn't it asking forgiveness the hardest thing? Walking around the house going, I know I should do this. I don't know. Maybe she'll come down and I'll say it then. Oh, wait a minute, the kids are there. No, that's not good. Maybe a little, you know. You wrestle with forgiveness, you know. Humility. See, it's about humility. And knowing, you know, that she's beloved and you're beloved and they're beloved. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. Whew. See, we're in this time where there's a lot of spiritual activity out there. You know, there's a huge political spirit. Huge! Breaking news! You know what I mean? Breaking news! There's been a huge political spirit released on the scene, you know what I mean? I mean, a huge, this spirit of control and manipulation and, oh, I can't even, I mean, it's huge. It's a monster. And then you combine it with the spirit of religion. Ho! Yeah, oh! Don't believe every spirit.
That's right.
I'm telling you. There's a third view. It's from the top, folks. It's from the top. There's a third view, folks, from the top. There's a higher view. It overlooks, okay? It looks over, and it keeps you in the spirit of love.
Yes. Yeah.
This other stuff drags you down.
Right.
A lot of spirits, political spirits, religious spirits, spirits of fear, spirits of rejection.
Yeah.
Whew, big one.
Yeah.
Huge. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody sits me with lunch at the cafeteria. Comes across you kids all the time. You're beloved. You're God's special, favored ones. Oh my goodness, you got to remind yourself all the time in this climate that we live in of who's got the best phone and who's got, you know, the best car, who's got all this stuff, you know, who's on the left, who's on the right. I'm not on the left, I'm not on the right. I'm seated together with him in higher places. See, I have an overview. I have his view. And he doesn't see them and us. He sees us. All of us. Everyone has the potential to be beloved. Be loved. To be loved. If you'll get out of the soulish realm. See, it says, behold, it says, test the spirits whether they are God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. God doesn't see us and them. He sees all of us. He came for all of us. In the world, didn't he say? He came for us all in the world. That word is cosmos. So we have a cosmic Christ. Yeah, baby. Wow, man. Cosmic Christ. Oh, that scares everybody. I love it. Thank you. A Christ that's bigger than we can even imagine. He loved the world, the cosmos, the stars. I mean, he's not going to let it go under, folks.
That's right.
He loves it. He's holding it all together.
Right.
By him, all things consist.
Yeah.
By him. And your purpose is to love.
Yeah.
That's your purpose. That's a purpose in this hour. I thank God that I'm alive at this hour. It's confusing and as it can be. Convoluted. I'm here to love. I'm here to love. Oh my goodness. He came for all of us. You know, the disciples didn't know that. What'd they say in Luke 9:54? I talked about this a couple weeks ago. It says, shall we command fire to come down upon them? You mean the people that didn't agree with us and the people that didn't accept Christ and people rejected, the ones that were mean and, you know, had a different religion and no. See, they have this Old Testament concept of God. The man with the beard, you know, fire. Their word for God was fire. Okay, the mountain that could not be touched with hands. It was an Old Testament view of God. And what does Jesus say to them? He says, you don't know what spirit you are of. Whew. See, you don't know what spirit you are. I didn't come to destroy men. I came to save them. Whew. Aren't you glad? Oh my goodness. That's the good news that he wants to carry you to carry. That he wants you to extend. And you can't do it if you're controlled by a political spirit. You know, you cannot do it. You cannot do it if you're got a religious spirit. That's a religious spirit. Yeah. Right there. Perfect. Burn them. Burn in hell. You deserve it. You know, I mean, oh my goodness. That's Old Testament mentality, folks. You're going to get what you deserve. We'll say, hey, yeah, okay. No. Love, 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 beloved, the beloved of God. See people as the beloved of God and extend that love. That's what we're here for. That's our assignment, to extend that love. Oh, we're going to take a whole month of just talking about extending love. Don't you love it? Oh, anybody have a challenge with it? You know what I mean? A challenge, you know, to extend love? Anybody been challenged this week? Oh, you're all a bunch of liars. Oh, my goodness. If you're married, you know what I'm talking about. For any length of time. So anyway, it says he came to save. He came to save. But the love of many will wax cold. This political spirit will get a hold of him. This religious spirit will get a hold of him. Or a combination of the two, which is chaos. Okay? It's not Christianity, folks. I'm telling you right now. I have to apologize all the time, you know, and call myself a Jesus follower for the misconception of Christians. You know what I'm talking about? Try the spirits. Try the spirits. We have to have discerning of spirits in this hour. Where's that coming from? And we have to get into a place where we have a different view if we want to extend love to those who need it the most. You know. Well, Dave, you preach grace into a ditch. Well, that's where the ones who need it the most are. I was in such a ditch. Ask Diane. I was in such a ditch. And I felt, this is how I felt, that I was down here, and somebody, this is how I felt when I got saved. And they took my hand, and they pulled me, and I jumped right up on out of the ditch. That's how I felt when I got saved. Whew. See, that's how you extend love. You can pull somebody out of the ditch, out of depression, out of all we've done it. Well, if I asked Diane how many people she prayed for healing, I mean, you can't even imagine how many people. Oh my goodness. That's what we're here for. That's what we're called to. Go back to 1 John, verse 17. Verse 17. 1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us. Oh my goodness. Isn't this incredible? It's fulfilling its purpose among us right now. When we come in and worship, when we come together, love is perfected in us. Love is being perfected in us if we allow it to do its work, its perfect work. In this, that we may have boldness or assurance and confidence, absolute freedom without judgment or accusation. Wow. That's boldness. See, if you feel, if you're always cowering from this God that is going to judge you, you have no boldness. You have no confidence. I am fully persuaded that nothing will separate me from the love of God. I had to make up my mind because I'm too messed up. So I had to make up my mind, you know, that nothing will separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I had to make up. I'm fully persuaded. And if I hadn't been at this age, where would I be? Vacillating back and forth. I am fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. But that's where we're headed. That's that we become fully persuaded. No longer going to and fro, you know, to and fro, unstable in all our ways. Seen so much of that, so much. You know, he loves me, he loves me not. He loved me, he loved me not. He loved, you know, schizophrenic Christianity. Oh my gosh. He loves you, he loves you, he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. How many times do I have to say it's my message? Oh, there goes that Dave again with that love message. People say it to me. They do. Oh, there you go. But Dave, no, there's no buts about it. I'm sorry. It's love, love, love. The greatest is love. I mean, it's love, 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 love. Might not be your message, you know. But, you know, maybe your message is, you know, gifts of the Spirit or whatever. You know, I mean, there's a lot of great messages, but mine's love. It says that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. In the day of judgment, confidence in this time. That we may have confidence. I want to have confidence. I don't want to be afraid. Am I going to be left behind? You know how I used to be afraid of that? Oh my gosh, you know. You ever think of that? Oh my goodness. No, he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Come on. Come on, I'm just tired of scary doctrines. You know what I mean? Manipulating people through fear. You're loved, you're loved, you're loved, beloved, beloved, beloved. I want you to go out of here knowing that, beloved, because fear, okay, but perfect love, there's that word perfect, love, casts out fear, the spirit of fear. In this hour, there is so much fear. Oh my goodness, fear, fear, fear. And you have to know that you're loved. You have to be able to extend love to those that are around you. You have to be able to extend love who are walking in fear. Yes, Christians. Who are walking in fear. Oh, because I love this, because as he is, how is he? He's beloved. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Whew. This is my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased. Beloved, beloved, as he is. Is he loved? Is he loved by God? Yes. Is he a son and daughter? Is he a son? Does he have an inheritance? Yes, as he is, so are you in this world. In this world. Not in the sweet by and by, waiting to get it at the end. No, in this world, right now. Whew. Let his kingdom come. Let it come. Is there any sickness in the kingdom? No, let it come. Let that healing come. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come as he is. See, he needs these kind of people to extend love right now. Because fear involves torment. Yes. Torment. But he who fears has not been made convinced or perfect in love. And I'm not saying you're not going to go off into the soulish realm, okay? I'm not going to say that. It happens. You know, I got really sick. You know, coughing, coughing. Anybody else been coughing? You know, coughing, coughing, won't go away. So, you know, I'm with the VA, and I love the VA. They're very thorough. Oh, my gosh. Take good care of you. They're wonderful. And so, you know, they say, well, we're going to give you an X-ray. And then they gave me an X-ray, and they say, well, you need a CAT scan. You know what I mean? And I say, okay, then you need a PET scan, and you need, oh, my gosh, you know, they're so thorough. So I'm getting prayer, and, you know, I'm getting prayer for me and stuff. And I go in a couple of, you know, weeks ago, and now, and they sit down and said, I said, well, what about that lung thing, you know? Well, it either could be, you know, and some people have gone through this. This is not funny. This is serious stuff. It could be a tumor, you know, or it could be a scar tissue, or it could be, you know, a bronchial infection. So I go out there. So you need another scan. So I go out of there, start arranging my funeral in the car. Doug, you got a list of songs, okay? Making a list of songs, yeah. Soul, moving into the soulish realm immediately, you know what I mean? Where do I want to have it? Sandy could do it, you know. Who? I mean, what? Stop. Stop. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just amazing when stuff like how fast. And I know many of you have been through this. And then you have to collect yourself, you know. You really have to collect yourself. And you really have to be thoroughly persuaded that he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. You have to get into the spirit. See, in the spirit, I am free. In the spirit of the living God, you have to get yourself and keep yourself into the spirit. And we give all kinds of things to help you get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Sunday service. Like a church full of believers who lay hands on you continuously and believe with you. Like a course on how to get into the deeper life of God and meditating on scripture and home Bible studies and groups and everything to keep you in that place. You can't do it alone.
Amen.
You need help. You need to sing la 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 to one another. You know, on Sunday morning, or have somebody that you can call and release that life, release life into you. Oh my goodness. That's what we're doing. We're releasing life. Beloved, do not believe every lying spirit.
Amen.
The spirit of fear, the spirit of death. Oh, you gotta have love. You gotta know love. Oh my goodness. Let's go over to, I'm gonna end here. Are we close? What time is it? Whew. It says in verse 16 of Galatians 5, so let us walk in the Spirit. See, I was walking in the soulish realm. I was walking in the soulish realm. I do it. After all these years, it happens. Don't have condemnation when it happens. Just make the turn.
Just make the turn.
That's where repentance is. Turn and walk the other way.
Yeah.
Turn and walk the other side. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill, walk in the Spirit of love, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh or the soulish realm. Walk in the Spirit. What did Jesus say? Follow me. Follow me. Step out. Step out of the boat. See, the boat is security and comfort and knowing, you know, what you've always done. You need to step out. You really need to step out. Leave your seat. You need to leave your seat. What happens when we give an altar call? You leave your seat. You know what that one step? You know what that one step does? That step toward God, it begins the process for many of you. When you step into the spirit realm, see, you have all this doubt and all this fear, all this thing, and you just step in.
Yeah.
I love it. I was created to step and live in that place. But there's a war against you. It's warring in your members, in your soul, to help you have that fear and that all that stuff. It says, leave the boat. Where were we at? It says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do those things that you wish. But if you are led of the Spirit, follow me. What's Jesus say? Follow me. If you're led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Whew. That's so freeing. The law of sin and death. The law of sin and death. No curse. The curse is broken. Oh my goodness. Already done. Free. From the curse of the law. Wonderful. Wow. Worship does it for me. It makes me to make that step. Make that step. Let's all stand together. So, end of the story, I go back to the doctor, and they say, I'm sorry, that was inconclusive. It's inconclusive. Cancel that funeral. Although Judy and I do think we want to get our things in order. So it's easier on the kids, you know what I mean? Inconclusive. But considering that you were coughing your head off and now you're not anymore, it was probably infection, you know. And Ken prayed for me so many times. It's wonderful, you know, to have a brother. Come on up here, brother. Yeah. Love you, man. Michael, come up here. I want to, you know, when we were praying for you the other day, now Michael, you know, he just became a member, and you know, he's a humble guy. I can tell that. He doesn't like to be, you know, he's private and humble. That's why I see him. I don't know, but that's who God wants to use. You know, and when we were praying for him here, you know, I put my hand, and God just impressed upon me that he wants to release a spirit of anointing upon you for healing in this hour, you know. And I know you like Ken. He carries that same anointing, you know. Some people just really are wounded healers, you know. Wounded healers. They've gone through a lot of stuff in their life. I don't know what your life's been like, you know, but you probably have gone through a lot of stuff like Ken's gone through. And it allows you kind of to look at things from that perspective. As a wounded healer, knowing and having compassion for the wounds of others and the hurts and the pains of others. And I just sense that God really wants to use you in this hour. I mean, you just didn't stumble in the door. You know, I mean, you were led of the Spirit. Those that are led of the Spirit, okay? And you walked in this place to strengthen that anointing on your life, to strengthen that anointing on your life. And I believe that, you know, you will do it with humility and honor, bringing honor to God, not yourself, you know. I think he can trust you. I think he can trust you because you know you're beloved. You're beloved of God. God brought you here to know that, that you know that you know that you know that you're beloved of God. Beloved of God. So you stand here. There's anybody else on the ministry team? Is there anybody else on the ministry team? I know